Katie, was this just a, like, was the time 8:19 was surprising for you? Was it?
I wasn't really focusing on time or anything. I was supposed to swim at 300 easy, 300 build, 200 choice, kind of like the mile. Dove in, started out, and I knew it wasn't going to be anything special, so I just kind of went through it and just needed to get a good spot for finals tomorrow.
Is that just a factor of this being the sixth day of the meet?
Yeah, probably. I'm not feeling too tired. I'm feeling pretty good. So I just wanted to set myself up well for tomorrow.
And you're not feeling any kind of after effects of the double from the other night?
Oh, that's long gone. That feels like years ago. Yeah, it's one day at a time, and I'm feeling pretty good about tomorrow.
You have a pretty good sense of where everybody else was, the swimmers in 5 and 6 were kind of
I could feel them coming, so I just wanted to win that heat and, swim it decently.
What were the instructions from Briggs?
I was just saying, 300 easy, 300 build, 200 choice. And dove in. The first 300 didn't feel great, so I just kind of, went through it. The choice wasn't fast, so...
So this is pretty much the top four, the same from the 2013 Worlds, where it was pretty, spectacular swim with you and Lottie, and also just having Lauren in there as well. What are your thoughts of having these same top four still at the top 2 years later?
Yeah, it's great. It's been fun racing them and seeing them improve over the years, and I think these distance events have really improved over the last couple of years, and it's been exciting to be a part of it.
Okay, you have one more swim left. I won't use the words world record, but do you feel like you have one more big time performance left?
I think so. I always like to finish on a good note and finish the season well and come away with it with a good feeling. So hopefully I can put together something good. What's that?
I'm from English Media.
Okay.
Tomorrow can be a lot of increases. Last race at a world championship.
Yeah.
What can you say about her as a swimmer and your career?
She's a great competitor and a great person. It's been really fun racing her and getting to know her a little bit over the last couple of years. And I didn't even realize it would be her last world championship race. So it's been great and can't wait to see what she can do.
Katie, can I just ask you? I'm from Germany. We haven't really seen you in the last 2 years. So can you take me through a typical Katie Ledecky day, which is not World Cups, but which is
It's usually two practices a day. I just finished high school, so high school in between, and back home after my second practice, do homework and things like that.
Okay.
Wake up, do it again.
How much?
That's the short version of it.
You're up for any challenge, but Bruce said you draw the line at open water swimming. Why?
I have major respect for the open water swimmers. I train with Andrew Gemmel, who's a great open water swimmer, and that's just a whole different animal, and who knows, but I'm not focusing on that right now.